people are going about preparing to celebrate the country. Business places are jam-packed. More importantly, you see a sense of relief, a sense of freedom. And so generally, people are happy because Liberia is taking a new direction about it that pleases a bulk of the citizens. And so the mood is good. As a government, we've done what we are supposed to do to create the space, to create the environment, to empower the people, particularly those working in the public sector, even those who are not working in the public sector, for our business people. Some of the indebtedness that we inherited as a government, we managed to pay some so that they too can pay their workers, and by that you have more money in the economy. So yes, things are good. The mood is good.
You know, in the past, coming to the 26th celebration, the complaint has been that civil servants are not paid. What is it now, this year?
We have not been discussing payment of civil servants because that is not an activity that should take place only at Christmas or 26th, etc. So as a government, since we came to power in January, as of July, we are current. We pay civil servants 100% up to where we are. So it's not something that is border on whether you are having a celebration or a festive season. No, people go to work every day. When the month ends, they get paid. So we've been doing that very effectively. And the process that has been put in place is such that as of the 15th of every month, people start to get a light in their different banks that their salaries have been deposited, because the system of payment we have is direct deposit and will be very current from January to July.
Mr. Pia, so I was just speaking with the Honorable Koluba, a member of the House of Representatives. He said, Bauti, building a new Liberia is just for a few Liberians. He mentioned nepotism in employment, corruption that is worse than the previous government.
So I'm not sure whether I want to respond to the name you call. I mean, it's easy for anybody to jump and stay in the street and say corruption is high. I think sometimes you who do the interview actually ask questions. What's the evidence? You know, anybody can jump and say Jean Bauti is corrupt. Jean Bauti is this. I mean, the talks are very cheap. So when leaders of the country speak in those kinds of ways with no evidence to back up what they say, it's up to them. But I have made it my duty not to be paying attention to everything that somebody wants to say, especially so when I don't see substance.